Hey guys, I want to talk to you again. Thank you, first off. Welcome to another edition of Passive Income. I am Luke Brooks, and I want to talk to you. I have to. It's about dealing with the first thing, building your character. Building your character is very important. Now, a lot of you might be like, what do you mean, Luke? What's this got to do with selling? It's got a lot of stuff to do with selling, guys. And we're about to go into it right now. People buy from who they like. People buy from who they like. And what that means is that if you are a likable person, they will buy from you. Let me tell you a story. When I used to work at AT&T, I worked at many sales places in my life. Used to work at AT&T. Customers would not talk to any of the sales associates other than me when they interacted with me, because I was personable, I was likable, I told them stories, I was relatable. You know, we had a rapport. The same thing that you need to push out if you're going to be out here making sales using social media. Now you might be like, well shit, Luke, I don't use social media. Then this does not apply to you. But I'm telling you, the power of social media can make a lot of money for you. I was watching Tiger King, and I don't know about y'all, but I watched Tiger King and I was listening to the part about Kara Baskin, how she used social media to make a lot of money. She's making millions of views on YouTube, you know, getting all those millions of views. She gets a check on Facebook. And it's just her doing what she likes to do. And she's posting consistently, you know. And she's a character, you know. She, you know, however she is. And you got to be a character. You got to be one or the other. Either you're going to be on social media. If you're going to be posting social media, posting stuff to buy stuff, you got to be on here and you got to be direct with people. You can't be fencing between the lines. Like my dad said, you can't serve two masters. You have to have one master. And what that means is that you can't sit there and be bipolar. You got to be polar opposite of something. So if you got strong beliefs, just like I told you, I don't believe in this whole thing, well, you can wait a while and your sale will eventually come. That's bullshit, man. That's fucking bullshit. You post to go after the sale. Anyone tells you, again guys, that you gotta wait and wait and wait, they full of shit. Don't believe that. What you need to do is learn how to get the first sale, and you with the right person is gonna tell you about how to get the first sale. So that right there shows you how my mentality is. It's not about sitting here waiting all day. It's not about, you know, praying that I get the first sale. It's about you taking action and taking massive action. The character that you need to have needs to be a person of a journey, or a person that comes back and gives a parable, or a person that wants to sit here and just be a teacher, or a person that sits here and just be like, hey, us against them. So those guys, basically what they is, like a journey is like, hey, I lost my job. It kind of like the Wolf of Wall Street, where he tells a story of how he came from nothing, had everything, lost everything, and then came back. That's kind of like how that story is. You know, a person is like us against them. It's just what it is. It's like these people got all this and we don't have that. How can we get that happening? You know, you the us guy, you know, people like, yes, I want to do that. Teaching is similar to parable, where you have a person say, look, this is what I'm doing, I want to show you. That's kind of like how I am. It's like, this is what I learned, and now I want to teach you how to do that. That's teaching. You know, a person of, you know, take no prisoners is literally what it is. Take no prisoners. It's kind of like my mentor John Vaughn, he takes no prison. He's like, look, I don't care if you buy from me or not. I'm going to still make this money. his confidence sticks out. Like, I know I got this. I know it's on top. That's the type of person. And I can tell you, you can take all those and become a Renaissance person, I call it. You can have a little bit of everyone's characteristics without having any negatives on it. Most of the time, anyway. But when you start off, you need to explore what it is that defines you. You know, this is once you say, hey, I'm going to do an online business. I want to do this and that. I need to figure out what am I going to fall into. Are you good at something? Can you teach people something? Are you a person that's going to take no prisoners? Are you going to be the person that's going to be on a journey? You know, I'm starting off. I had nothing. Now I made something, you know, things of that sort. Are you going to be the person that's like, come on, we can do this together. We can do this together. Forget them. It's us against them. You got to have that message clear from the very beginning, because if you don't, people have no idea what you're talking about. They're going to be like, I don't know what type of guy this is. For me, for my particular situation, being a teacher helps me out a lot, because I'm used to teaching a lot of people. I have that background where I can show people different things and demonstrate it to them. And it makes it easier for them to be like, I can follow along with this guy. And those are the type of trainers that I have had doing this whole process as a affiliate marketer myself. Being able to be like, hey, let me show you exactly how I'm doing it. Watching their trainings and then repeating the process, getting a whiteboard, drawing stuff out. Just going into things to show how this is possible makes it very easy. Now, some people might say, hey, I don't want to do all that stuff. You can still go out and do none of those characters, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to be very hard for people to buy from you. Not because you don't have a good product. You might have the best product out there. But if you're going to use social media and you're going to go out like you say you're going to go out and really present your product out to people, they are going to be wanting to know who you are. And they're not going to buy from a person they don't know. They might buy from the opposite person, might have a shittier product than, you know, a shitty product compared to what you got. They might be like, it looks good, but I don't like his attitude. You ever had that before? Where you might go to a store, and this is what I'm talking about. Let me give you an example, a direct example. You go to a store, you might want to buy something with a person, or you might be looking at apartments or whatever. The person that you're interacting with just gives you a bad experience, and you just want to walk out, right? You do it all the time when you go out to eat, right? You go to a restaurant, you probably don't get a person a tip. Well, you just walk out like, I want to talk to the manager. That whole attitude's changed right there. So think about when you're a likable person. That's why you go to Hooters or whatever, and they're all nice to you and you're happy. That's not because you smell good or look good. Like, they know they're trying to enhance the experience of you being at that restaurant. They're gonna feel good. They're gonna feel good for you. And what that means, when they feel good for you, they're gonna be like, okay, how you doing, sir? You know, everything's good, you know. We just make sure you're taken care of. And you can feel good. They're catering to your ego. That person right there is doing it. Therefore, you feel like, damn, I feel this is the best place. I gotta give her a big tip or whatever. And that's what they do. This is statistically proven. Why they do that? You know, hire certain type of looking people. I know that sounds fucked up, but it's true. They know what they're doing. You see that sometimes in car dealerships. They might have a woman greeting a man at the door, looking very good, very attractive. You know, she tells her little story or whatever. And then when it's time to buy the car, they switch off and have a man finish it. I've seen it happen before. That had it actually happen to me before when I bought my second car. And I was like, who are you? And so, I'm the handoff person. So that's how they work it. So please don't get it mistaken. Don't get it mistaken that this is not possible. Because it is possible. A lot of people might tell you something different, but it is possible. I want you to know that. Don't let people go around and say, oh no, I don't believe it, blah, blah, blah. I think that's a con game. It's not a con game. It's not a con game. And, you know, to me, being very cool with who you are is going to be number one seller for you as a person with a character. You got to be cool in your skin. You got to be able to relax. You got to be able to push out what it is that will make people buy from you. Whether you like to tell jokes in your parables, you know, you want to talk about your journey, or you get the personality, look, you're going to buy my stuff when you know. I don't care if you don't buy it. Someone's going to buy it, and I'm going to be this. Like, I'm telling you, it's a lot of people like that. It's a guy named, like I said, it's another guy, Gary V. He's like that. He's like that. He kind of reminds me of Joe Pesci. And Joe Pesci's funny. He's like, he's got the attitude like, I don't give a fuck what you're going to say. I'm gonna make it. The people used to shit down his throat. He's like, he'd have snapped one day, he said. He's like, he had a shoe company, and people, I'm like, his stuff was garbage, and he didn't let that get to him. Instead of letting it not get to him, he reposts back with that personality like, I'll take no prisoners. I don't give a fuck what you say, because I'm going to make it. Fuck what people say. Fuck this straight, narrow line that y'all talking about. I'm going to make it one way or another. And that's how he works. Like, I tell you, not everyone operates that way. You just have to find your own skin. So when you do that, when you get on social media, when you start posting your posts on Facebook or whatnot, and you're saying, hey, I want to have all these things put in place, you'll be able to put that out. Because you're going to have to go on Facebook Live. That's one of the things I'm going to tell you. You're going to have to go on Facebook Live. You don't have to do it every day, but you got to be consistent with it. You're going to have to be posting stuff on your YouTube. You know, I'm telling you the things that I know that works for me. So people say, hey, this person is very consistent. I'm going to start following. Because you're going to have people that you didn't even know is watching start buying from you. Say, hey, I've been watching you for a year. I had that happen to me. I've been watching you for a year. And how about this, that, and the third, man? Keep up the good work. It's going to make you feel good. I promise you. The final note I want to talk about is that don't let it get to your head. When you start making that money, when you start breaking out, and you get close to your first six figures as an affiliate marketer, because that's happened to me before, don't let that ego get to your head. I always tell people that. I tell people that I coach, when you start making money, don't go tricking it off. Don't go blowing it. Don't make it rain at the strip club. Make sure that you pay yourself by putting it back into your company, because you can look short-sighted by this. Let me go to the car store, or let me go to the dealership and go buy a car, or let me go buy this fancy watch, where you could have used that same money to triple your money or to quadruple or whatever. It's all about putting that in there as quickly as you can. Put money back into your company and scaling it so you can put more out. You get to have a stronger yield. And that's the thing. You want to get stronger yield. You want it to be stronger. That way you don't have to deal with working for your boss. You could eventually walk out on your job that you traded in your time for and do this full time. Because right now, I'm going to tell you something. With the situation that's going on in the world, people are not working. People are mad. People are protesting in groups. Not a good move. What I'll be doing if I was you is really considering, if you are thinking about affiliate marketing, look at what we got down below. Look at the links. Look at the free Facebook training that I'm offering. Follow along. I'm telling you. You won't go wrong. Well, guys, this is it for me. I thank you for tuning in. Please like, share, and subscribe. Please comment down below. You will see in a group that I have. The link description is down below. For the group that I have, for the mini course that I have, and for the books that I read that help me be who I am now. Don't miss out, guys. Opportunity waits for no one. You must go grab after that opportunity. You must chase it down and must take it by the horns, as they say, or by the balls, wherever you prefer. All right, guys, let me get out of here. Take care.